RadioMD.
RadioMD.com.
This is Healthy Children, brought to you by the American Academy of Pediatrics on RadioMD.com. Here's Melanie Cole, MS.
Are your children the kind of kids that want to stay up late, playing video games, watching TV, or even the wonderful act of reading? But bedtime, it's proving more and more that sleep is so important to children and that good quality sleep is so important for their growing brains. My guest is Dr. Wendy Sue Swanson. She is the author of Mama Doc Medicine and a board-certified pediatrician spokesman for the American Academy of Pediatrics. Welcome to the show, Dr. Swanson. Consistent bedtimes, how important is it? Tell the parents listening.
Well, you know, I love to say that consistency in bedtime may be the secret sauce in parenthood. You know, I think we're really learning from a scientific standpoint more and more as the decades unfold the real incredible value of sleep, both on our health and wellness, our longevity, on our levels of stress, and when it comes to children, on their capacities to function great at school, to pay attention, to be kind and get along with their friends, and even do well on their test scores. So, I mean, I think the limits in some ways are really endless, and culturally, I don't think we do a good job valuing sleep at all. In fact, I think often we really celebrate people who seem to only need, quote-unquote, 4 hours of sleep. So, number one, though, is, you know, from the very beginning, we really want to encourage parents and ourselves to keep consistent bedtimes. And the reason is more and more research is coming out that consistency affords a great opportunity for good sleep hygiene, good sleep habits that can set children up for great sleep for a lifetime that really may change how they function and get along with people, how they live, how they fight off infection. And really, I think what's exquisitely powerful is what we're learning more and more about how do they behave and how do they function in the school environment.
Well, as I said at the beginning, I am a police here in this house with bedtimes, and I'm happy to say that my kids now actually enjoy going to bed. Dr. Swanson, they say, okay, I'm going to bed. My daughter's 7:30, 7:45, she's in bed. We do our fun stuff, and my son is in bed by 8:30 every single night, and they're 11 and 14, but now they don't mind. They also don't tell their friends because they're a little embarrassed, but I see the difference on the nights when they do not get to sleep. What do you tell parents about getting their children onto a routine? Because kids fight this. They do.
Yeah. Well, and kids fight this for a really good reason, right? They probably want access to the fun things their parents are doing in the evening time, or they had limited time with their parents after work, or they all got home late from the t-ball game, and they just kind of want to chill out and hang out together. So those are so developmentally appropriate and kind of lovely that kids kind of pine away to hang out more with their community in their family environment. However, from the very beginning, meaning, you know, somewhere around 4 to 6 months of age, believe it or not, that's the beginning of when we really start to shape the nature and kind of the environment of how our kids fall asleep. Now, there are a couple big impediments to consistent bedtime. There's a really interesting study published back in October of 2013. It was a study published in Pediatrics that evaluated over 10,000 kids in the United Kingdom and England. And what they really looked at is they wanted to know, how did consistent bedtimes change over time for kids, and what does it mean? And when they looked, what they found is they looked at 3-year-olds, 5-year-olds, and 7-year-olds. Kids who didn't have regular bedtimes, or kids who had really late bedtimes, considered late being after 9 o'clock, or kids whose bedtimes really bounced around, they had much worse behavior scores, meaning that when parents and when teachers evaluated these kids on a standard questionnaire about strengths and difficulties, these kids did a lot worse, so that kids who were in bed before 7:30 or before 8 o'clock consistently did better at school, were happier and more adjusted. Kids who unfortunately were bouncing all around, getting to bed late, did much worse. And the great news is, oh, that's really intimidating, and those of us who aren't doing a good job with bedtimes might feel overwhelmed. But the great news is that they found it was reversible, meaning that kids throughout the study period, when they followed these kids over the years, when they tracked them from 9 months of age up to age 7, the kids who had inconsistent bedtimes to start out had bad behavior scores. But as their parents changed and got them to bed on time at a typical bedtime every night, allowed that melatonin, that sleep hormone, to spike up and let those kids drift off to sleep, those kids improved their behavior scores. So this is this awesome data that's like, well, maybe we've messed it up. Maybe our work schedules, or maybe the two jobs that we hold, or maybe that we haven't been valuing that. It feels like we've set our kids up for failure. But anytime you start to make a change and say, you know what, we're starting fresh this summer, even though the light is up long, we're going to make sure we're in bed every single night by 8:30. We're going to get the TV out of the bedroom, and we're going to train this body and this child to really love the great, powerful wellness that comes from crawling into bed and drifting off to sleep all on their own.
Well, see, that's the secret sauce you described, is the kids learn to enjoy that. My kids can't wait to cuddle up in their beds. They don't fight it because they're used to it, and they know this is a warm, happy, safe place to be. And so they're not, it's not a big fight. And I say nothing good happens after nine anyway. What are we doing? What's going on here? Nothing,
yeah,
really.
If they grow older, they may decide that you are wrong. But I
think
I'm
sure they will as they
remember.
Get their teens. But what do you want parents to do to get that consistent schedule?
Well, you want, you know, learning how to fall asleep on your own is a wonderful skill that you can pass on to your child very early in life, meaning that even a nine-month-old baby should be put in their crib, on their back, without anything in the crib, and left to drift off to sleep, that self-soothing, that quiet environment. Maybe there's a white noise machine if you like that. Maybe there's nothing standard than that except the nightlight that's on. But having that child from infancy to toddlerhood to preschool years, learning how to get themselves to drift off to sleep all on their own is a really wonderful skill. Now, there's a chicken and an egg problem, though. Some children who maybe have behavioral problems, it may be harder for them to fall asleep. So you have to be more specific about your sleep hygiene, making sure you start your bedtime routine 20 minutes before bedtime, making sure that they haven't had screens, any screen, any tablet, any TV, any DVD, maybe for an hour or two, because the light from those screens, believe it or not, inhibits that melatonin spike, that good natural sleep hormone that chills our brains out and lets them fall asleep. And then, you know, we have to think about, how are we really even demonstrating with our own kids that we're taking care of ourselves and kind of, you know, getting into those beds at night? But kids who start to love sleep, right, can thrive and get to sleep all on their own and can feel so much more, I think, restored and ready for the day. And so I think if your kids are passing out when you're driving around in the afternoon in the car, or, you know, they are seemingly sleepy or wake up grumpy every morning, it's time to check in with your pediatrician to kind of review what is it that your standards are, what are your consistency, and maybe how can you create kind of the bones of the structure for sleep as early as you can, and do your best. You know, there's always going to be days that it's not going to work. A late baseball game, a late and special event with family, a special treat to see a movie. But if you're finding that your kids are grumpy when they wake up, falling asleep in the afternoon, don't seem rested, you're probably really cluing into sleep deprivation, which we know is becoming more and more common with all the digital devices. So it's time to check in and think, how can we make, you know, this the bed be kind of a throne for sleep?
So in just the last minute and a half, your best advice for parents to get their children on that schedule, really kind of wrap it up for us, Dr. Swanson, and give the parents some real good tips, things they can do tonight to get their children to start on this schedule.
No matter what age your child, talk with your partner and talk about picking a consistent bedtime. For infants all the way through school age years, 8 o'clock is a really good time to think about going to sleep. That's the natural time. As kids turn to about 12 years of age, that shifts a little bit, more like 10 o'clock naturally when a child goes to sleep. But start early thinking about how can you change your work, your life schedule, how you're valuing and change, you know, what are you doing after dinner time to set kids up for a consistent time. And as best you can, give yourself a shot to say, we're going to trial this for a month or two and see if this helps our tired or maybe grouchy child or grouchy parent, you know, feel that we're getting a little bit of a handle on some of that sleep deprivation. And the most probably important thing you can do, you know, 30 to 40% of families have even a television in their toddler's room. Get those screens out of the bedroom. Don't sleep next to the cell phone. And give yourself the luxury of a throne for sleep, a place that the only thing you do is sleep. Kids will really start to appreciate and love that space.
You absolutely are right. You will notice a difference. You're listening to Healthy Children. Our expert guests are provided by the American Academy of Pediatrics. This is Melanie Cole. You're listening to Radio MD. Stay well.